Okay, Siman Tov Ayin Beis. We're holding Siman Tov Ayin Beis. Sevala. Then he has Seba by Barbara Kersa. So now we're actually starting the halachas of the Seder, the Siman Tov Ayin Beis. Yeh Shechon Aruch Mibayyom. The table should be set already by day. Lechol Miyad Kishatech Shach Differ. Immediately when Seisuk HaKovim comes, he's able to not necessarily eat, but it means he can start the process of the Seder. Because we don't want the children to fall asleep, and so we got to get moving. So everything should be ready to go as soon as possible. Even if a person is is learning, yakum, we tell the person get up and go home. Because it's a mitzvah to start eating as quickly as possible. To get through the process of the Seder, or that the children should not fall asleep. However, you cannot say Kiddush before dark, before Tzitzikuchon. So it's supposed to be we're in a rush, but we can't start before Tzitzikuchon. Okay. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Olive. In order to eat immediately, lav dafka. It doesn't mean to eat. But it means you want to be able to start the Seder immediately, and this way the person will not lose any time waiting, because getting ready. So everything is ready to go, so you can start the Seder properly at the right time. The Beis HaMedrash. He's learning. Also when it comes to davening, daven properly and go home immediately. Don't hang around schmoozing it. Even though that's part of davening, it's the schmoozing part, but that part you can basically Michael the schmoozing part, just do the learning part, just do the davening part. It's proper. The Zara's losses a Seder. It's proper to do the Seder quickly, get it going early, quickly. We do not want the children to fall asleep. Because the children know that it won't take too long, there's a better chance of them staying awake. Why is that important? Therefore, they'll be there to ask the question. And we will answer them. We'll fulfill the mitzvah. We got to the bincha. So you want your kids up to have who to talk to. But with all of our rush and all of our haste, you can't start kiddush before Tzitzikah Chom. Don't say Kiev and Shemitzah Lamayer. It's proper to get going quickly. So let's start ready when it's still daytime. Saying Kiddush and I go. That Shabbos and Yom Tov, we do that. We make early Shabbos, early Yom Tov. We make Kiddush, it's still daytime. On Friday, till now, so I would think that we might have such an idea. When it comes to the night of Pesach, we cannot do that. We can't start early. Okay, we'll start when we get a minute. Eat matzah goes together with the Korban Pesach. The Pesach in anecha ela belayla, because I'll learn out because Pesach has to be eaten in actual nighttime. And therefore, you can't eat matzah till the night. You can't make kiddush. Kiddush has to be at a time which is right for achila. Kiddush has to be makom suda. So you can't call makom suda, but it's also neat. I can't eat my mitzvah matzah, which is what the yom tov is about, until after Tzitzik HaKovim. So it's not this man of achila. Therefore, not this man kiddush. Until after Tzitzik HaKovim. One argument. So it's lacking in Kiddush and Malkum Suda. Okay?
Where are you
In Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet Siman Tav Ayin Beis Sif Aleph Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. So we have to wait for Tetzach Chavim to say the Kiddush of the first cup. The last line of that Sif Katan Dalet. Furthermore, the reason why we have to wait, besides the Kiddush Makom Sudeh issue, is the Kosher Kiddush Hu Echad Mi'arba Kaisis. It's, besides being Kiddush, it's also the first one of the four cups. And those clearly are connected with the mitzvah of matzah, mortar, and haggadah. So matzah is only belayla, means the mitzvah of talking about the matzah is only belayla. So haggadah has to be belayla also. And mortar is together with the matzah, so it has to be belayla. So obviously the Dalet Kaisis also was, this one has to be dafka belayla. So they all go together, dafka belayla. Okay, no, fairly well known halacha over here. Hey,
Agadah
Levinchas,
is that a
mitzvah? Yes.
How old does the child have to be under the ged of the Agadah Levinchas? I mean, give me an infant. How old does he have to be?
He has to be old enough that he understands. He'll understand the story.
Uh-huh. Right.
The basic storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's even the Gemara. The Morris says over there, Reb Nachman with Dora Avde, his Eved, he asked him, an Eved, which his master, took him out from Avdus to Cheres, what does he have to do? He says he has to praise him and thank him. He says, oh, that's it. That's like minimum. Or the child has to be old enough to understand this idea that we were in a state of slavery. I mean, that was the least they saw slaves. The kid said, see that guy, we used to look like that, and now we're free. Look at us.
Right.
That's what Hashem did for us. We have to praise him. That's like already. That's the level which we're talking about. Hey, Asher Tech Shach. What's the learner? La'achas is a kachavim b'le ben hashmoshes. It has to be after the tzeis kachavim. You can't do it during the ben hashmoshes period. You have to wait the tzeis kachavim before you can say the first any part of the Haggadah, Kiddush, etc. Okay. Let's keep going now. Got a few more people from Mincha first. Base. Yisadar shulchan kelim noyim kvikoche. The table should be set as nicely as possible. In other words, even though we have a general rule that we limit, it's a fascinating thing which we're not people are familiar with. We get to the tough kuch samach, which is the lochas of zecher l'churban. So one of the zecher l'churban is you leave part of your house which is not painted. There's also lochah when you set a table, you always leave one dish missing. You leave something out of it. When you set a table, you leave something missing. Right, so if I can set the table with all the different things, one thing I take away, I don't put on the table. Leil Seder, that doesn't apply. Okay. You should set up a place where you should be able to do that in such a way that you're able to fulfill the mitzvah seva in a comfortable way. We'll see more about exactly what that is. I have to tell you that some people, you know, their active haseva, I think it's probably not a valid halachic haseva. And a priestly person like this, like, you know, that's not a seva. You look more like you're in pain than you're reclining comfortably. But it is to recline comfortably. So, you know, these people, like, they lean like in the middle of the air. That's
oh, you mean not? You mean versus leaning on something?
Right. So, you know,
on another chair or something.
So another chair. Or, you know, I tell people, just do this. I mean, like,
yeah.
What's so hard? Use the back of your chair.
Yeah.
Turn sideways. But to sit with people like just leaning in the air, that's not what Chazal meant when they said haseva. That wasn't the point. As they had strange, you know, imagine, that's a strange way to act royally, like, you know. Yeah, it is strange, because that's not exactly not what they meant. I feel Oni Shein Lo Korim, Yeshev El Asafsel. Even though Oni doesn't have any pillows to set himself up, he should use, have some type of arrangement to lie on the bench, or use the bench at least as a support for the Hasei. Okay. What do we got up here? Okay, Bekelim Noyim. Vavagav the Bechol Hashanah Tov L'Mayit B'Zeh Mishum Zecher L'Churban. Even though the rest of the year we limit what type of kelim we put on the table because of Zecher L'Churban. Well, Pesach mitzvah laharbis, it's proper to put to express our royalty. Shazel b'chol derech eris. So we put make it as nice as possible. Adam?
Yeah.
We have exactly 10 here. And I just finished up this Mr. Real Kashay Biyod Mashkarna Shal Nochrim Kalim Noim. While he was Bashum Pam, he would lend, even though he would apparently support himself by money lending. So you lend money, you get mashkarnas. So sometimes the mashkarn would be that give you a valuable type of a vessel, type of a something, gold, silver, whatever it is. So he wouldn't use them. He'd put them on a special table. He wouldn't put them on the main table. I can't imagine putting them on the main table either. They're not kosher. They're not Pesach. But he put them on a table that should be visible and see, like, you know, he has these valuable items. That gave him a little bit of pleasure. So that was also this expression of this idea of royalty. Okay, so we're holding Mr. Cotton Zion. Let's hold it here. We'll have a look.